Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, let's go to our Browns beat reporter, Daryl Ryder.
He's brought to us by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store.
Hi, Daryl.
D. Hey.
Saturday.
What's up with you? You all right?
Yeah, you okay?
Undercover?
Just another normal Wednesday here in Berea, Ohio in December.
You in the hallway?
Yeah.
Just another normal Wednesday. Can I write that down? That's the line of the season.
All right, let's keep it on the down low so you don't cause any controversy out there.
Oh golly.
Your thoughts on Deshaun Watson returning to the practice squad or to the practice window?
Yeah, just to kind of clarify some things for people so that folks have a true understanding of what this means. They have 21 days from today to activate him to the 53-man roster from active PUP. He was not on injured reserve. He was on reserve PUP. So there's a little minor distinction there. It does not guarantee that they're going to activate him. They don't have to. They still don't have to activate him. But if they don't within the 21-day window, then he would then officially be done for the season and cannot play this year. So and also, too, they did not have a timetable or a deadline or anything like that to open this window. So I just want to kind of point out some of those things because there have been various inconsistencies in what people are saying about the situation. So I just want to make sure people have the facts surrounding that. But, you know, he's going to do individual period. You guys heard Kevin Stefanski mention that earlier. Maybe that will eventually. Yeah, maybe that'll evolve into some scout team or whatever, but that's just kind of where they're at right now. So we'll see Deshaun out there this afternoon when they practice. Probably won't be a lot of video because we're not allowed to film the quarterbacks throwing footballs because nobody has ever seen a quarterback throw a football in practice. And, you know, that's helping them win so many games and keep their game plans, you know, top secret.
A little salty.
You know, just makes such a difference in the product that they're putting on the field. You know, this organization is always focused on the things that matter.
I remember when Marty Schottenheimer would let us watch all of practice. It was actually educational. Daryl, explain what goes into the decision during the 21 days. If he's healthy, and he says he's healthy, do the Browns have to activate him?
No.
Okay.
I think that this is
the reason for shutting him down. Then would be what? Hey, roster wise, this isn't working for us. Can they get away with that?
Yeah, I don't. I mean, you're asking me some things, Jeff, that could get me and the Browns in trouble.
Okay. All right. I'm wondering. If he's healthy, does he have to be activated?
Here's the thing. Do I think that they want to play him this year? No, I do not. But that is my opinion. And I can't stress that enough. That is my opinion. Okay. Does Deshaun feel like he's ready to practice? Absolutely. He has, I'm sure, for a couple of weeks. I mean, if you just look at his Instagram feed, the way around it is, hey, we opened the practice window for you. We just didn't feel like in our evaluation and our opinion of things that you were ready to play and we didn't want to subject you to harm. That then makes it very difficult for him to argue against the organization. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Do you understand where I'm going with this?
Yeah, if I ask do you think he's going to play, you're going to say no.
Yeah, I mean, so, they've opened the window. We'll see what happens in the next 21 days. That's all I'll say about it.
Let me ask you this one. If by chance he ends up playing this year, or even if he doesn't, and he looks okay, Daryl, is he possibly the starting quarterback of this team next year, in your opinion?
I have no idea.
Okay.
There's too many moving parts.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
I am going to pull a Kevin Stefanski on you. That is not my focus, Jeff. There is just way too much that has to happen between now and next season. Like, it's completely impossible to predict right now. It is.
Let me ask you this then. If you thought Deshaun Watson was healthy, can you live on that premise for a second?
Well, we're getting into speculation now.
Coach, listen. So, if he was healthy, who would give this team a better chance to win?
I don't know.
You don't think so? Come on, Daryl, you cover this team every day.
I haven't seen Deshaun Watson throw a football in a year.
Yeah, there's an issue there, Daryl.
How can I form an opinion on something when I haven't seen a guy throw a football in a year?
I've heard you form plenty of opinions on plenty of things. But I understand what you're saying.
If he hasn't seen the guy throw.
Would the fans revolt if Watson stepped out on the field?
I don't know. I'm sure that's a survey you can take on the show this afternoon.
Ah, all right. Now I have a new reason to go to social media there, Jeff.
Social media reactions powered by Scheibman Jewelers, Queens premier jewelry store. There you go.
There you go. All right, you got your plug in.
Nice job, D.
Did we learn today?
Hey, what?
Jerry Jeudy and Shedeur Sanders apparently are cool now.
Oh,
yes.
After Jerry blew up on him on the sideline.
Oh. Hey, one thing Shedeur said I thought was cool when he talked about, in essence, turning it loose a little bit. Do you think he's ready for that? Do you think the coaches think he's ready for that?
I think he's ready for that. Do I think the coaches think he's ready for that? No. Okay. I think they're gonna try and keep the handcuffs on him a little bit. You see a couple of things when you're watching the film with Shedeur right now. Footwork gets a little sloppy at times, which we knew that going in, and he isn't getting the ball out quick enough. And he talked about that today, that like he's got to trust what he's seeing, he's got to let it rip. And I think that that's something that internally he is struggling with, not wanting to make a bad decision with the football and have a turnover or multiple turnovers, but also at the same time, trusting what he's seeing and getting the ball to guys, and giving them opportunities to make plays down the field. And also too, balancing wanting to hit the home run ball with taking what the defense has given you and just, going that route with it too. So I think that there's a lot that he's juggling right now mentally And that's tough at this level. I mean, it is a faster game than it is in college. The guys are bigger, faster, and stronger at this level than in college. And, like, all this stuff is normal, okay? It's not an indictment of him as a player or anything like that. Like, this is just all normal stuff. Cam Ward's number one pick in the draft. Titans are 1-11, and he's not played well at all. And the statistics don't blow you away either. So, I think there's just multiple layers right now, and he's just kind of got to work through those processes. And I think Jerry Jeudy is struggling too with understanding that, hey, you got a kid back there who was a fifth round pick who's just trying to figure some stuff out, and you yelling and screaming at him at the sidelines or on the sidelines, like, that's not helping anybody. Okay. Mm-hmm. That accomplishes nothing. And, oh, by the way, Jerry, nobody's barking and yelling at you if you're not in the spot that you're supposed to be in, or you're fumbling a ball after what should have been a big play, right? You didn't see anyone blown up on him on the sidelines. So, like, there's just, you know, as Jerry talked about today, it is an emotional sport. But, like, you know, there's just, I think, a lot of layers to what's going on right now.
All right, Darryl, unfortunately, we ran out of time. I was going to ask you about Dylan Gabriel because I know you love talking about that. So we will say goodbye, my friend. How are you? Goodbye.
I have never been happier to say goodbye than I am right now.
I know. Goodbye, Darryl. Goodbye.
Later, guys.
See you, D.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.